Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
We got a great show for you. 3 hours of fun.
Not two.
3 hours of enlightenment. 3 hours of encouragement,
one,
inspiration,
two, three.
Information, education, celebration, all
right,
of
Jesse
it.
Jesse Jackson.
Woo! I'm just an MC. I don't even try. Just like Rob, I don't try to be funny, but I'm just naturally funny on the show.
Are you naturally funny?
It's just like rhymes just pour out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I ain't even playing. See what I mean? It's just that simple, you know? So, how you doing, man? Don't be mad because you have to lay on your bed and come up with your jokes.
Nah, I'm not
and
working
half
like
half of
that.
Them don't even work anyway.
Are you kidding?
And I'm just popping off the top of my head like
it
jokes
sounds
galore.
Like you haven't prepared for the show, but I'm prepared. I'm ready to go. That's what it's called, a show. It ain't a show up and talk. It's a show. Thank you. But anyway, great day today. My godson, Dallas, and his dad, PR man Jay, they flew into San Diego. Chris drove up here to have lunch with me. They're going to a college basketball game down in San Diego tonight. But they came up. We had pizza and hung out, and that was cool. I do want to also say to everybody who was hitting us up with requests, it's my bad. I forgot we're in the Christmas season, so there's no TV theme songs until
we can
get
do
back
Christmas
in January.
TV show.
Right. So, but a lot of people sent in requests. It's my fault. So, guys, we'll get back to those in January.
We got 11 months for those. Yeah.
Yes.
No issue.
And the last thing is, thanks to all the listeners who are been downloading our show, man, we're very, very, we just had our best month ever, Chris, the month of November, and the show's 3+ years. And we're thrilled. Thank you. Chris and I, when we decided to do this together, we always talked about doing a show that's for the listener. It's your show. Take ownership of the show. We love it. Thank you.
All right, I was about to tell Alex to cue the music.
No, I was ready.
I mean, my goodness.
What? Chris, aren't you appreciative?
I'm very appreciative.
Of what we have, seriously.
I'm very appreciative. Yes, I really am. It's fun what we do. It's fun for us, and I think it's fun for the listeners, and I think that's why you see the growth.
Right.
And it's great, Rob, because, you know, people could tune you out after a few years. We're in our fourth year, right?
Exactly.
But we're actually growing, so that shows that people are appreciating what we do, and the show is growing and getting better and better. So I'm definitely very happy about that. I'm glad you gave love to the listeners. All right.
We always give love to our listeners, Chris. That's the
Absolutely.
One thing we do is acknowledge them. We respect you guys' opinion.
Yep.
We want to hear from you. How many times has Chris told you, Chris and I don't agree with you, we want you to call in?
Absolutely.
How many shows tell you that?
How many shows let you trash the host
exactly.
once a week? I mean, seriously. We allow it. And
exactly.
we sit there and we take it.
So.
All right? So, yeah, we love you guys. We love our crew. We got DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, budding star himself. And we'll do his Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia in the third hour of the show.
Woo-hoo!
We got super producer Rob G in full effect. And we got our man David Gascon Jr., or David Gascon II, on the updates. All right, Rob, let's get to it. The news of the day, it just broke. LeBron James, now we know he'd been out supposedly with COVID. And today, and that was just a few days ago, and the thinking would he be out was that he'd be out for 10 days or at least close to that because he had to do a double negative test within 24 hours. And I was texting with someone close to LeBron, Rob, when this broke. And the person never confirmed to me that he had COVID. Mm-hmm. And he just seemed baffled. He was like, look, I mean, not just that LeBron feels fine. A lot of people that get COVID, some do feel fine. But he just wasn't sure. He was just like, this is strange. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, what's kind of going on? Which was odd to me because, again, I was like, well, he obviously has COVID. But they apparently, when LeBron flew back home to L.A. from Sacramento, they kept doing tests on him, and they kept coming back negative. And now he obviously has done his two negative tests. And the NBA has said that apparently he was not a positive. So it was a false positive. Think about that, Rob. Of all the people in the league, this is Rob G, is this the first false positive that's been public with the NBA? Because, yeah, it's the first one for all, Rob. How incredible is that, that the first false positive is the face of the league?
No, I agree.
That's strange.
If I had tickets to that Knicks-Lakers game a couple days ago, I want a refund.
Man.
I mean, well, I'm pissed.
That one, wasn't he was suspended.
Oh, that was a suspension.
Yeah,
right,
for the Isaiah
right.
Stewart situation.
You're right. I know it was back-to-back almost, right. Okay.
Right. And then they played, well, they did play Sacramento again.
Right.
And then they were able to win.
Right.
But here's the thing, Rob. What if they had lost? And we don't expect it to come down to one game with the Lakers to get in the playoffs. But what if they had lost and it did come down to that?
Yeah,
it
just, I mean, the only thing you could say is that he's not the false positives happen. That's why there's a thing called a false positive, because it can happen. And they even say that with tests, you got to be careful. Even I've seen all kinds of tests, Chris. Like, you know, like, it's got to be retested, and you got to get another one. You know what I mean? Before you say you have this or you don't for sure, because sometimes those things happen. But for Lakers fans, it's good that he'll be back.
And good for him. I mean, look, some people get COVID, and it's not a big deal. Others get it, and it runs them through the ringer. So you don't want to hear anybody has COVID. So I'm happy for LeBron.
I'm with you.
And glad he doesn't have
you.
It.
No one.
For his health.
We went through it.
Basketball.
We've lost some loved ones. We lost some friends. I just, if you can avoid it, avoid it.
Yep, absolutely. So now, Rob, the league did respond with thinking that LeBron's out on Friday against the Clippers. Obviously, Kawhi Leonard isn't there. The league took the Lakers-Clippers game off of national television.
But is that the league's call or ESPN's call? I don't think that's the league's call.
ESPN, I'm sorry. Right. They're in cahoots. I don't know.
No, I know, but I don't
exactly
think
has the final say. But let's say it's ESPN. And they put the Suns and the Warriors, the two top teams in the league record-wise, who just played, was it Tuesday night? Great game. And they are putting them back on their rematch Friday night instead of the Lakers. Because the Lakers, you know, even without LeBron, they got star power with Westbrook and Anthony Davis. And now you throw LeBron in there and the Clippers
and
still
Carmelo.
Have Paul George.
I mean, they got star.
Yeah,
how many guys
we
just talked about, Chris, are on the top 75?
Right. I mean, Carmelo's a little bit of a, you know, he's more of a role player at this point. But, yeah, he's still Carmelo Anthony. But do you think that ESPN or the league or whoever made the call made a mistake?
I think it's a mistake. I think it's an overreaction. They had the great matchup on Tuesday night. That was the game people wanted to see. I'm not saying that people won't watch it if it's on, but to X out Los Angeles and act like Los Angeles isn't a big player or people aren't interested, guess what? People like to see a train wreck too.
Oh,
I hate to break it to you.
That's your argument?
Yeah, that's
my
argument.
The Lakers are a train wreck.
Yes.
Let's
and
watch.
They want to see, like what's going on in L.A.? How come this isn't working with LeBron and Westbrook or whatever? I'm just saying, to take the Lakers off in the first week in December, this ain't like the game between Golden State and Phoenix is going to determine the top seed in the Western Conference. And we're in April. I get that. They just played a couple days ago. This is an overreaction. This is doing too much. It ain't that important. They're not going to set an all-time record for television ratings on a Friday night on ESPN. I hate to break it to you. I'm not saying people won't watch it.
They won't have a choice. People, if you want to watch basketball Friday night and that's the national game, just like if the people Lakers and Clippers were on, people would have watched it. So I just think that, you know, it's a slight to LeBron, a slight to Los Angeles.
Well, no, it's not a slight to LeBron.
Yes,
he was out. He was out. When
he's in.
They thought he was out. They wouldn't have. They would. Yeah, now he is, but the decision's been made.
I don't know if they'll go back.
No, when they made the decision to the Phoenix game, it was LeBron was out. So it has nothing to do with it.
But are you sure that even if LeBron was in? Even if LeBron was in?
I mean, I wasn't in the meetings, but my point is the ruling came down.
No, I get
after
that.
LeBron was out. So
but
it has nothing to do with him other than, I mean, it's not a slight on him.
But
maybe a slight on Anthony Davis and Russell Westbrook, Paul
George.
But
I'm saying that because those two teams are hot, that maybe they would have tried to do it anyway. Lakers and Clippers, they feel, even though it's the number two TV market in the country, they would rather
they're
not.
They're not taking LeBron off. I just
are you sure
there's
that?
I wasn't in the meetings. I don't know 100%. But I there's no way you're taking the face of the league off. I'm sorry. I just don't believe that. They wouldn't have taken LeBron.
I think that the way it is, I don't know. How great were the ratings Tuesday night? Do we know Rob G?
I don't know, but look, my feeling, Rob, is that I'm fine with it. Because, I like watching the Lakers play, even without LeBron. You made a point that is relevant. People like watching a train wreck. I'm not looking at it as a train wreck. I'm looking at it as I want to continue to see how Russell Westbrook fits in with the Lakers, Anthony Davis, how he plays without LeBron. Obviously, if LeBron is there, it adds even more spice to it. How do LeBron and Westbrook fit together? And they're one of the better teams in the league. You know, I still believe that, even though their record's poor, because LeBron's been out half the season. So I'm with you. Look, if it was Lakers-Clippers Friday night, I'd be fine with it, and I'd be tuned in. But if it's Golden State and Phoenix, I'm still tuned in. In fact, I Golden State to me, and not just because of Steph Curry, it's the way they play. They're the funnest team in the league to watch to me because they play a free-flowing five-man basketball style. Obviously, Steph is shooting crazy shots. Draymond's doing his thing as a great defender and playmaker. Jordan Poole's emerged. Andrew Wiggins, I like his game as a third, fourth option. So I like watching Golden State. And a rematch with Phoenix, I do think it's big. Obviously, nothing's decided in December. But if Phoenix beats them again, it's a statement. It's more of a statement than could be made in the Lakers-Clippers game. And so I hear you. I mean, if they hadn't made this move, I'd have been fine watching the Lakers-Clippers because even without LeBron, there's plenty of star power. But, man, I got no issue whatsoever. In fact, if you give me my choice, I'd rather watch Phoenix-Golden State than Lakers-Clippers.
Yeah, I watched it already Tuesday night. It did really well, 2.4 million viewers. The best regular season game in almost since 2019, and that makes sense because that game with the Suns winning 16 in a row, that's definitely. Now as you go to the next one, I doubt they'll have the same ratings or they're as good, but
it's a Friday night. I don't know if that helps, hurts.
Friday night TV is not great. People go out. I just don't think that the same game, the same two teams 3 days later is the way you normally want to do it. I just think
some of the
luster falls off of it.
I actually think there's more luster because now Phoenix, assuming they win their next game, I don't know if they play tomorrow, I guess. Yeah. No, they'll be on a back-to-back, yeah. They play tomorrow against Detroit. Assuming they win that game, they'll be on now an 18-game win streak. They just beat Golden State to kind of make a statement that we're the best team in the league, not you. And now let's see if Golden State can answer. If they can't, now we're like, uh-oh, Phoenix is definitely that squad. So I think it adds a little more excitement.
Two games in a week and the first 20,
like
that's going to determine it?
No, it doesn't determine. I mean, but I'm saying for right now, I don't think it takes away the luster. I think it actually adds to it. All right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877 99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Did ESPN and the NBA make a mistake by jettisoning the Lakers-Clippers game for the Warriors-Suns game Friday night? What is your opinion? You can weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. It is Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And, of course, we're brought to you by AutoZone, because AutoZone's got free services that you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. It's got over 5,600 locations nationally for AutoZone. And that's serious, because I'm telling you, when I was in L.A., now I'm in New Jersey, it doesn't matter. Everywhere I look, every corner I look at, just about has an AutoZone on it. It's unbelievable. And that's one reason they are so good, and they are America's number one battery service provider, because they're here to help you save time and money with their free services. So getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply now, but get in the zone with AutoZone. 877-99 on Fox. Mistake by ESPN and the NBA to take Lakers-Clippers off Friday night, even though at the time they thought LeBron would be out. Instead, and now they're putting on the Suns and the Warriors.
All right, let's kick it off with Kenny in Fresno. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kenny?
Good day, gentlemen. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
Always. Great to have you.
All right, longtime Laker fan. I'm just going to lay it out like this. Did they take into consideration Booker's hammy? Because doesn't he got a questionable hamstring? So if he's not playing, what are we going to watch?
Yep.
Well, I mean, he was out. In fairness, he was out for 2.5 quarters in the game Tuesday. Yeah, but that's a great point, because that does take away from it. Even if Golden State wins.
Thank you. I'm going to drop off and listen to you.
That's a great point.
Thank you.
No, that's a good point. That's a great point.
There you go.
They didn't, clearly.
No, they didn't think about that. Steve in Seattle, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for receiving my call. I just want to say, I'm a long-term, long-time Supersonics fan. However, I want to say that, of course, they're going to change over to the Warriors and to Phoenix. Because who wants to see some L.A. geriatrics against the L.A. losers?
Wow.
And
hold on. So you don't like watching – first of all, Anthony Davis is not geriatric. But you don't like watching AD and Russell Westbrook?
Just going to say, AD plays like a geriatric.
Wow.
That guy just
– You sound like Rob Parker.
Rob Parker? I love it. That guy just wants to get his money and get out of the league. He is not playing like a champion. And that's all I have to say. Thanks, guys.
All right, Steve. Appreciate it.
Wow. Steve had opinions, didn't he?
That's what. Hey, we love opinions on this radio program. Yeah, we do. How about Mark in Maryland? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's going on, Mark?
That's a different Mark.
I'm just having fun.
I know. Yes. Very good. What's up, Mark?
That's hilarious. Hey, Rob. I met you at the Nats game. I told you I was going to call back in, buddy.
Yes, that's right. When I was there, Chris, this was the game that they had the shooting at.
Where'd you meet? In the broom closet you hid in?
Yeah, I know, right? It was crazy that night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was crazy, man. But we both made it out there safely. Rob showed up.
Thank God. Yes.
But, I think it's a big mistake. I mean, I love to see a train wreck. It's a late show. It's the Lakers. It's Hollywood. It's Russell Westbrook. It's AD. So I think it's a big mistake. And then when you consider Devin Booker is not going to play in that game, it's a bad mistake. And now LeBron's going to come back. So, yeah, terrible mistake for ESPN, in my opinion.
Yeah, actually, it backfired, right?
I bet you it doesn't backfire in terms of ratings, though, Rob.
No, but I think...
they'll be worse?
They'll be worse. I'm just saying, like, they were trying to be cute, trying to get ahead of something, Chris, and it wound up... That's all I'm saying. Like, to make a flex, I don't remember them flexing games in the first week of December. That's all I'm... If you could tell me they've done this before, then I'm wrong. But it just seemed weird this early.
Look, I'd love to see LeBron and his guys play, but... It doesn't matter to me that it's this early. I mean, a lot of people love watching Steph, love watching the Warriors, and Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton. They still got star power even without Book.
Yeah, but the Suns are about Devin Booker. You don't think that's going to hurt some?
Oh, yeah, people it takes away from it. Yeah, there's no like, doubt. But still, I think if
Phoenix falls behind early or something.
I think Steph Curry... And even though you're not like, you know, you got your issues with Steph and his game, I want to hear your opinion on this statement. I think Steph Curry is the most exciting player to watch in the league. Are you with that? It's certainly among these four teams we're talking about.
Well, I mean, with the half court shots and the circus stuff, sure. Okay. It's hard for me to disagree.
Yeah, so that's, you know,
that
even
he's putting
without
the ball up from anywhere. Bad shots for most people, and Steph has made enough of them that they're not. But, yeah, I agree with that.
All right. Fair. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. It's a TV theme song Thursday. We got Scott Miller, longtime Major League Baseball columnist, now an MLB Network radio analyst, will join us to talk about the Major League Baseball lockout. And look, I got to say, I'm proud of Rob because I expected tears.
No.
I expected sniffles. I expected all types of things.
The last three lockouts, they haven't missed a day.
Right, because people are thinking they're confusing the strike.
Right,
with the lockout.
This is a lockout.
The strike is when we lost the World Series.
Have you seen, like, the last three? They've missed no time. So a lockout, I understand why they do it.
Yeah, but it's not like a lockout can't take games out. We've seen that with the NBA.
But the idea of it is so that you don't – if you let the players walk out on you in spring training, then you could wreck the season. Do you see what I'm saying? If you don't have a deal. So that's why.
I'm with you in that I think we won't miss any games.
Yes.
But it's possible with a lockout even as well as a strike. It is possible because, again, we've seen it in the NBA. But – all right, we'll get to Scott Miller in a moment, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And our next guest, Scott Miller, is a longtime Major League Baseball columnist.
Scott!
And a contributor to the New York Times. Scott, we welcome you into the Odd Couple. How are you?
What's up, Scott?
Hey, Chris. Hey, Rob. How are you guys? Nice to be with you.
Yes.
Great to have you.
Absolutely.
To have you.
Absolutely, Scott. Let's just jump right in. Obviously, nobody wants a work stoppage. But in this case, we had 26 years of labor peace, which was unbelievable in baseball. Anybody who knows the owners and the players union. And some people just believe this had to happen to kind of get to where they are in the process. Tell us the difference between, first of all, do you think this is going to be long? And my second part of the question is the difference between a lockout compared to a strike.
Yes. A lockout is a move implemented by the owners. A strike is implemented by the players. In other words, a strike, generally speaking, happens during a season or when games are scheduled and the players walk out, go on strike, the season, the game stop. A lockout, the owners institute it, and that's oftentimes happens, as happened this week, during the off season, and the owners say it's a mechanism on their part right now, it's a mechanism try to bring the players to the table for serious negotiations, put some heat on the players. The difference, a lockout, what happens, it's owner instituted, and because obviously the season's not going right now, what happens is it's like you push the pause button on everything to do with baseball's business. As long as there's a lockout, there's no business being done. There will be no free agents signed. There can be no trades. Baseball executives on teams cannot talk to their own players. They're basically icing the players out. And it's odd, but because of labor rules and laws, when the owners call a lockout, they can't even refer to their players. So, for example, if you go to the website MLB.com right now, you will not read one word about any player in particular. They're once the lockout goes into effect, they can't even mention the players on MLB.com. Wow. So it's you go there, you're not going to see anything about Max Scherzer's new deal with the Mets or nothing. So that's the difference. My fear, the owners, Rob Manfred explained, the reason they put the lockout on right now is to try to put the heat on the players. He thinks the owners claim this is the best way to try to strike a deal in an era of chilly relations without interrupting the season. So they called it now, hoping the season that we will lose no games. I fear we might, but it's hard to say.
All right, Scott, one of the major sticking points between the two sides is that, you know, the Players Association wants to lessen the time, you know, from 6 years where a team controls you before you can be a free agent or age 35 or age 30.
Yep.
I've always felt like that was a too long of a period, you know, for these guys to wait before they can hit free agency and really get that huge money. But the league talks about, hey, the small markets, it gives them time with these players. It allows them to compete for championships before these guys walk away for the huge money to New York, Boston, wherever. And that makes a little sense to me. I have to be honest. Where do you side on this argument, and how do you think it's going to kind of play out?
Yeah, it makes sense from that perspective that if you lessen years to free agency, you know, players like whoever, you know, young players that come up with a team, you know, the middle market, small market teams will lose their players quicker. That part makes sense. But what also makes sense where you see the players' argument is the game has been overrun by analytics now. All 30 teams lean heavily on analytic-minded front offices. And one thing analytics tells teams and everybody else is that basically 30 years old is the magic number. Once a player turns 30, forget about it. It's going to be downhill pretty quickly after that. So the problem from the player's perspective is they think the teams are all strategizing away their free agency, diluting salaries, because generally speaking, you're tied to a team for 6 years. You can't, most players don't become a free agent until they're 29 or 30. The way it's worked the last several years, like a few decades, the players understand early on when they're young, generally speaking, they're underpaid because the clubs have the hammer. Then when they become free agents, they make up the money where they're underpaid. In many cases, they may be overpaid, but it balances out. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say.
They fear that they're not going to overpay them anymore because of the analytics.
But the only thing, Scott, I get all that, and that makes sense. But we haven't seen it from the contracts. Look at what they're paying people. They gave Tatis $300 million. No. But my point is, they didn't have to pay him. They could have waited. Chris, Aaron Judge is still waiting for his payday. The Yankees haven't paid him. Aaron Judge is making nothing. And the Padres paid when they didn't have to. And we've seen this from some teams, Scott. Am I right?
Yeah, you absolutely are. And what you notice is, just like Tampa Bay signing Wander Franco this week to that monster deal, the small market teams
have gotten to the point where they'll gamble on a Tatis or a Wander Franco
right.
because they figure we need to give them big money up front to keep
right.
them.
Right.
Whereas the Yankees, they don't have to do that because they figure, you know what, if they lose Aaron Judge to free agency in a few years, they've got enough money to make up for. They can just go sign another free agent or fill that hole. So it's the big market, small market thing. And if you're a big market team, you've got a lot more money. And what that means in a competitive sense is you've got a lot more margin for error. If you're a small market team and you try to sign a big dollar guy and you swing and miss, you're probably screwed for a long time. You can't just eat that money and go get somebody else.
Scott, in 40 seconds, you said you fear that they're going to miss games. In 40 seconds, tell us why.
Well, because you saw a year ago during the pandemic in 2020 how ugly it was just to get that 60-game schedule done. You know, the players and owners, they couldn't hardly get the game back on the field during the pandemic. And now, you know, the emotions between the two are really, really bad. So, you know, hopefully by calling a lockout now, they'll sit down and figure things out. But, you know, Tony Clark said yesterday, the players union boss, that, hey, the owners are more interested in pretending they're negotiating than actually negotiating.
Right.
The only thing I'm going to say it's not going to stop games, and this is just my gut. The way the owners spent money and what was out there, it felt different to me. Like, they could have shut everything down, Scott, and said nothing. But we got to run. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate
great
you, Scott.
Great stuff, man. We appreciate it.
Always, guys. Enjoy talking with you. Take care.
All right.
Yep. All right. Shekel City is next. You know what to do.
I'm
keep
rolling.
I come to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Chris Broussard on a TV theme song Thursday, playing Christmas tunes for the holiday, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You know what time it is? It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
That's right, Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but it's going to happen, trust me. Man, I've been on a tear this week. My last nine picks, I've hit six of them last night, 2-1 again. I'm looking for a hat
wow.
trick. I need three because I've been 2-1 the last 3 days. Chris thought I had no shot. Shekel City is alive and well. We don't need your help, Chris Broussard. But anyway, here we go.
All I know is I'm running away with the pigskin pick.
We're not doing that right now.
It's
a Friday?
Bloodbath.
Hello? Is it Friday?
All
right. Tonight, the Cowboys need to win.
Demolition.
They need it bad against the Saints.
Annihilation.
Cowboys -6.5. I'm going with the Cowboys. They've lost 3 or 4. Pistons are at the Suns. We know Booker's out, but the Pistons on the road in the West Coast, I'm sorry, I got the Suns -12 in that game.
-12, wow.
Yeah, -12. And the Spurs are at the Blazers. I got the Blazers -4.5 for a home victory right there. There we go. Cowboys -6.5. Suns -12 against the Pistons. And the Blazers -4.5 at home against the Spurs. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
Whenever you hear a disclaimer like that,
run the other way.
Run, yes, exactly. So, Rob, I got two games on. I'm about to watch this football game, Cowboys-Saints, and I've got the Knicks and the Bulls on in the NBA. Have you seen Lonzo Ball's new hairdo?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's like a huge afro, but I believe it's braided up a little, like, you know, it's not in braids, but
okay,
it's like it knotted, you know what I mean, like almost like not dreads, but you know what I mean, like natty dreads kind of.
Okay.
I was just gonna ask you how you like it. I think it looks actually
good.
It looks good. I think it's radical, but I like it. All right, tonight you said, did you say it's a must win in Shekel City for the Cowboys?
I mean, they've lost three or four and just haven't played well. I mean, I just think that against the Saints, right, no Kamara, Hill is starting for them, but I know it's on the road, man. You got to win one of these games, Chris. You just they lose again. That's four out of five. I just think you start to question where you are. Not that it's going to change them winning the NFC least, right? That's not going to change.
Well, first of all, I agree with you in that psychologically and emotionally, they need this win, right? Mathematically, it doesn't kill them. But I will say this, Rob. If they lose tonight, they would only have one game up on Washington in the loss column in the NFC least. And Washington is hot. Washington's won three straight. They beat Tom Brady and the Buccaneers 3 weeks ago. I know that was probably an aberration or just an unforeseen upset, but still, it was a good win for them. And then the next two wins, Rob. Now, granted, Cam Newton isn't what he used to be. Russell Wilson is not playing well lately.
Right.
But still, look at the names of the quarterbacks Washington's beaten the last 3 weeks. Brady, Newton, Wilson.
So are you sound like you're concerned that the Cowboys, if they don't get it right, Chris, are in jeopardy.
Well,
what looked like a foregone conclusion might not be.
I agree with you. Look, it wouldn't kill them mathematically. They'd still be in control of the division. What I'm saying is that if they lose tonight, it is not as simple. Like you just said, you're not penciling in or certainly writing it in pen that the Cowboys are definitely winning the NFC East. Because they, like I said, one game up in the loss column to Washington, and they play Washington twice going forward.
Right.
So I'm just saying, you know, I still think they're the class of that horrible division. But I'm just saying, if you lose tonight to a team, Rob, the injuries are ridiculous. Their two starting tackles are out. A guard is out. Alvin Kamara is out. Your best running back, your best player, period. Your best receiver, Michael Thomas, hadn't been with you all year. And your third string, because that's what Taysom Hill is. We know he's popular. We know Sean Payton seems to worship the ground he walks on and giving him
and,
all
and
his money.
And pays him despite not playing.
It's ludicrous. For three plays a game, right? He's getting all this money. But the fact is, he's the third string quarterback. When Jameis Winston went down, they didn't go to Taysom Hill. They went to freaking Trevor Siemian. So if you lose to a team with its third string quarterback and he's got a bad foot, he's got plantar fascia. If you can't beat him, Rob, with all the issues you mentioned, three out of four you've lost, two straight you've lost, Ezekiel Elliott's under fire, Dak's under a little bit of fire, you're getting back DeMarcus Lawrence, you're getting back Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb. If you can't win tonight, for goodness sake, what are we talking about?
No, I mean,
what are we talking about? You forget Super Bowl. I mean, come on.
I think that's why, especially, I expect the Cowboys to win and win by more than 6.5. I think they'll win by 10 or more points, Chris. It's one of those where it's a gut check time. You just got to play well and get a game together, right? Cooper's back, right?
Yep. Now, we'll see how, you know, they talk about he still has a cough and, you know, I don't know how healthy he is. But still.
So he could cough on a defender and then the guy will move out the way and then he's open. No?
Well, Rob, bringing up the cough, it's interesting. If he's still coughing, why? Like, if he's coughing to the point where it's noticeable, like it's every, you know, everybody coughs every once in a while. But if he's coughing where you're like, he's still got a cough, why is he in the facility?
He shouldn't be there.
Right? I mean, come on. So but I'm with you, Rob. I'm thinking, you know, 10 makes it. I picked 6 on TV today just because I'm hoping for a good game. But, yeah, the Cowboys should route them. We got 2 hours left. It's the Odd Couple. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.